Looks like 1 minute to me.
Just take your chances. He said nothing. The finer the squalor, looking in all the best places. It's just that everything it over. You see the general term. Basking in the gentle hues. To make things clear, he said nothing. Isn't it what you knew
recorded live at the Douglas Hyde Gallery in Dublin, Ireland, on June 13th of 2008. That was Jandek with part one of eight vignettes performed that evening, entitled He Said Nothing. The disc was Dublin Friday, Corwood number 0820, put out in the year 2016. I'm Cecil Doyle, and it's time for Jan Deck. This week, Julian Dale returns with an overview of the 20th Jan Deck album, the 1991 release, One Foot in the North. But before we get to that, I want to relay an episode of a couple of weeks ago. Received a communication from Corwood where there was a correction to an assessment on the part of Julian Dale regarding who or who not was providing the guitar parts for Somebody in the Snow. That was covered in episode number 49. Corwood just relates that that Julian's assessment was incorrect, and we go as far as that. And again, we apologize. Both Julian and myself work on assumption, as the majority of fans of Jan Deck do. We will strive to be as accurate as possible in all future episodes of Time for Jan Deck. And we return with another interesting review by Julian Dale. This is his assessment of One Foot in the North here on Time for Jan Deck.
The band Black Sabbath had a massive effect on my current tastes in music. In 2007, I started listening to songs other than Iron Man, and what's funny is that most of those early ones actually featured Ronnie James Dio. At the time, I assumed it was Ozzy's voice, since I didn't know about the band's other singers. No matter, once I bought the Paranoid album, that's when I really started figuring things out. There's no better introduction to heavy metal, so I comfortably moved on to heavier bands in the years ahead. However, I had to wait until the end of high school to finally hear a new Sabbath record, and now the band is history. Over the course of 45 years, they released 19 studio albums, 10 of which I happen to own. But enough about them, let's talk about Jan Deck. Released in 1991, One Foot in the North was his 20th album, which means he put out more material than the original heavy metal band in less than a third of the time. It may just sound like numbers to you, but if there's a band as important to you as Sabbath is to me, you can imagine how mind-blowing it all is. But what really counts is that Jan Deck was still going strong after 20 records. Like its predecessor, One Foot in the North is quite unique, but in different ways. First of all, there's a real standout track that gives the album some reputability, which surely makes a lot of fans hungry for the rest of the track list. I remember that feeling, because it was a while before I heard more than two songs. But once I heard it all, I wasn't immediately fascinated. I found that the standout track was kind of an anomaly among all the others, so I spent a few years ignoring this album, since part of it was just too good. Nowadays, I really think it deserves better, and it's my hope that newer fans will be more informed than I was. One cool factoid is that this was the first time since 9:30 where nobody but Jan Deck was on vocals. That album was 6 years prior, and it was six more years until we heard someone else. On the other hand, One Foot in the North does feature at least one other guitarist. Sometimes his presence is obvious, sometimes not. Most of the guitar playing is not the conventional style of, say, The Living End, but you see, a lot of it isn't exactly telegraph melts either. Surprisingly, you have to look all the way back to the original European Jewel to get a sense of what is being attempted here. That means you have clean electric guitar with real chords much of the time, although the music still keeps the dryness that made the rest of Ready for the House so memorable. If you want to talk about European Jewel, look no further than the cousin of that song, as Seth Tissue described it. Yellow Pages features the same F chord in the verses, while the lyrics are separated by other chords. Instead of that weird descending riff, we get a mixture of G-sharp, A-sharp, and C chords. At around 4.5 minutes, it even sounds like they tried to put in a solo, but the result is much smaller than what we got on European Jewel. As for lyrics, the similarities are more obscure. There's nothing here about blue ink, rotting lips, or bugs in the brain, but the narrator does say he has a sickness, which might be what the beast in the chorus refers to.
You got to help me, dear, because there's no release from this tangled beast.
Apparently, Yellow Pages was played on a college radio PSA about schizophrenia, so I guess there's a growing consensus that it's about mental illness. After all, if there's any beast that won't release you, it probably exists in your own brain. Anyway, I think the interesting lyrics are in the second half, like the part where the beast is taking Jandek to the proverbial stockyard to be slaughtered. Soon enough, he's even hanging from the ceiling, ready to be frozen with the other cows. If that's supposed to represent a mental illness, I don't know anyone but Jandek who could put it that way. Not only does Yellow Pages make a good first impression, but it is actually the longest album opener out of all the classic Jandek songs. Of course, if it kicked off one of his recent live albums, it would be considered short to average length. The next two tracks continue this neo-European Jewel style, and they are worthy follow-ups to Yellow Pages. With Angel, the guitar playing is sort of an electric variant of Variant from Blue Corpse, but it's a little more dissonant this time. The lyrics describe a wise but unfriendly woman who left the narrator. As shown by the line, "I feel you in my soul since the day I turned around. His life either changed for the better or worse, but since this is Jandek, my guess would be the latter." You also know it's Jandek because of stuff like a weasel on the floor and quote-unquote spare ribs groaning. If you want some more lucid lyrics, show the man your picture has you covered. If you've heard Working Man by Rush, this is basically the missing part where the narrator actually describes his work. It sounds like a factory job because objects are coming down a line after a bell rings, while rods and gears move in the background. The title probably refers to the narrator's name tag he has to show as he comes inside. Meanwhile, I hope you like the F chord from Yellow Pages, because that's all the guitarist plays this time. Of course, we also get the obligatory dissonant tracks. On Think About Your Lady, Jandek buys his lover a Cadillac, while Real Fine Movement has him singing a song with some strange woman. And it's also where the drumming kicks in on this record. These two songs will do fine if you're in the mood for this style, but from here, there's a lot more to talk about. I always knew Alehouse Blues was one of the better tracks, but now that I've taken a closer look, I'm ranking it higher than I ever expected. At first, there's nothing extraordinary about it. It's just a mid-paced 12-bar blues with endless lead guitar, although the maracas are notable. But the selling point is the cohesive story of a red-headed friend named Randy. He was a bit of a troublemaker, but he also had a loyal side, as shown by the time he paid off Jandek's debt. Unfortunately, his loyalty became his downfall after he fought somebody at a bar for calling Jandek a liar. Since the lyrics say he won that fight, and we already knew he would be arrested, we can only assume Randy went too far. The lyrics end with the two friends running from the cops, and the lack of finer details makes Alehouse Blues a true work of art. Not to mention, the story seems to be a flashback. Jandek just heard that Randy died in prison, so he's remembering everything as he glumly sits at a bar.
At the Alehouse Blues, I heard the Jailhouse News, little Randy just died.
The bluesy instrumentation is nothing we haven't heard before, but since it really suits this Randy fellow, the result is one of the greatest unsung Jandek songs. Then we have the opposite. something that deserves all the attention it gets. One reviewer dubbed it Jandek's Stairway to Heaven, while more casual listeners on YouTube compare it to Pink Floyd. Obviously, I must be talking about Upon the Grandeur, one of the first 10 Jandek songs I ever heard. Back in the fall of 2012, I sampled the catalog by just looking up Jandek on YouTube, but whenever I heard something as beautiful as this, it made me want to look up every album so I wouldn't miss anything like it. Perhaps Upon the Grandeur had such an effect on me because high school was almost over, and since a page was turning in my life, I subconsciously looked for a soundtrack to it all. Therefore, my introduction to this music is basically interwoven with my transition to adulthood, and you can hear that in the sublime lead guitar on this song. Speaking of which, just check it out and forget about me for a while. It would be perfect as the main theme to an indie movie. The lead guitar has a lot of time to evolve on this song, and at the end, it starts to sound like Southern rock. Not to mention, if you listen to that rhythm guitar, it might remind you of a certain instrumental from the previous record. Sometimes recycling stuff is considered lazy songwriting, but Jandek shows that it can be a gamble worth taking. Clearly, I keep coming back to this song for the guitar, but you can hear some soft drumming, which almost serves as background noise since it barely interacts with anything else. The vocals are also fairly quiet, which results in Jandek sounding like he just woke up and hasn't had his coffee. Some lyrics are easier to hear than others, but they all seem like stream of consciousness. My favorite is probably the Ink Don't Spill No More on Letters Read Before, which might be something about forgetting the past. Overall, it may not be as profound as I Knew You Would Leave, but in terms of instrumentation, this has to be one of the prettiest Jandek songs out there, and for me, it definitely offers the most nostalgia. I'd be crazy not to give it a top 10 spot. But there's still some solid material left, so don't quit like I used to. When I learned to appreciate the album as a whole, the track Phoenix was really the catalyst for that. The opening line often goes a long way in shaping my perception of a song, and when I hear the words, "Say goodbye, San Francisco," the rest of the track makes me think of a cloudy day by the Golden Gate Bridge. A few other locations are mentioned, so it's probably a travel song, although it takes some imagination to tie the other lyrics into that. I think the chord progression is interesting because at times it sounds like it's trying to be dissonant but not totally succeeding. I think Phoenix qualifies as a highlight, and I really don't know why it's not on YouTube right now. Anyway, Breast in a Moonbeam is the last track that stands out to me. First of all, that's an excellent title. I swear, I saw it in a poem once. It looks like the breast belongs to some lady who's crying on the narrator's shoulder, probably because they're saying goodbye. That town is strange to him, and it must be time to move on. Also, the last few lines are characteristically surreal. As for the guitar, it almost sounds like Angel in a different key, and there's an extra chord that acts as a chorus. I used to like this song more, but now it just ranks high enough to be mentioned in a review. Now that I'm finished talking about the tracks, I think it's a good time to mention the track list. After all, when has the back cover of a Jandek album ever stood out this much? True, you can't see that oriental font on the CD releases, but its very existence is another fun Jandekian mystery for everyone to ponder. It's something I would have expected from the much weirder Somebody in the Snow, whereas I think of One Foot in the North as an album that's just plain good. Two of the songs are reason enough to buy it, and the others are what keep me holding on to it. However, I hope you don't get too comfortable, because next time, the electric era will be meeting its electric end.
Julian Dale reviews Jandek albums on YouTube. Selections from One Foot in the North, Corwood 0758 begins with Yellow Pages.
You got to help me, dear, because there's no release from this tangling beast. You got to be my guide, right by my side. I got a sickness now. When I'm gone, it seems you got my very dreams. Took a chance now, chance for romance now. Don't let me lose. You got to help me, dear, because there's no release from this tangled beast. Beast got me walking straight, straight to the stockyard gate. I ain't about to die. But you can have your way. Don't ever go away. 'cause you know everything hangs from a golden chain around your white neck. I'm spending time now. You got to help me, dear, because there's no release from this tangled beast.
Angel.
With your reckless wisdom and your arms faking, with your eyes a glitter and your heart of stone, I think I see a weasel come climbing off the floor. Since the day my baby left the door, with your key all broken and your face all flutter, with your spare ribs groaning and your panic stricken, that you're wearing, I feel you in my soul. Since the day I turned around, day I turned around, day I turned around. with your fingers missing and your paper dreams.
Show the man your picture.
You show them your picture, and you walk on through the door. You click your card in the box, and then you empty your stride. 'Cause you know where you are. Gather your arms. Them round your place. It's all clean and the bell rings and you can watch them coming down the line. They're coming down the line. You pick them up and them in. Press two green buttons and watch. Spin rods move gears. Spinning like a top.
We're listening to tracks from One Foot in the North, Corwood, number 0758. This is Alehouse Blues. Thank you. Upon the grandeur. Phoenix.
Say goodbye, San Francisco. Got to go. So high has got my number. Rhode Island's got my name. Snap the whip makes you on your shoulders. The past is at your heel. Guess the flight is in your fancy. When you rip out through the door, you leave.
Selections from One Foot in the North, Corwood number 0758, concludes with Breast in a Moonbeam.
With your breast in a moonbeam and your foot on a stair,
Time for Jandek, episode number 53, One Foot in the North, was produced in the studios of KRVS, located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Thanks to Julian Dale for his review of One Foot in the North. I'm Cecil Doyle. Hopefully next week we can get to the new Corwood release number 0854, Motion Energy. I'm Cecil Doyle. Join us next Monday when once again it will be time for Jandek. ¶¶